Culture Narratives. Pat Lowe has written a fascinating and informed account of the secret world of termites. After reading this book, you'll think twice before calling for a pest exterminator next time you encounter these extraordinary insects.
Termites have been around for a long time. They're related to cockroaches, which also have a venerable history. Their progenitors have been found in fossils dating back more than 50 million years. There are a lot of them. It has been estimated that the biomass, that's the total body weight of termites in the world, is triple that of human beings. The biomass of termites in tropical Africa alone is equivalent to that of the world's human population. They are evidently here to stay. In my research for this book, I have read in many others and been dismayed to find that most works about termites are largely devoted to methods of killing them. Tables of contents reveal depressing chapter headings. Eradication, arsenic dust, other insecticidal treatments, physical destruction. A 1948 book bore the title Our Enemy the Termite. A pamphlet advertising a toxic chemical describes termites as a silent, invisible menace. But most are of great benefit to the world they and we live in. This book was inspired by my fascination with termites, and the reader is warned that no advice about the destruction of these wonderful creatures will be found in these pages. Besides their generally beneficent effect on the world they live in, termites have played a useful role in human society as well. People in many countries eat them. In Uganda during the wet season, I once saw a woman jump off a bus at a stop, gather swarming winged termites from the roadside and stuff them into a paper bag while the driver waited obligingly, then climb back on board to share the bag's contents with her small son. He crammed his mouth with the live bodies, some of whose wings detached themselves and stuck to the sides of his face or fluttered to the floor of the bus. Many of the Aboriginal people of Australia also used to eat reproductive termites and paid attention to the signs in nature that presaged their swarming. The late Topsy Chestnut, who lived at Ngalangaji community near Fitzroy Crossing in the Kimberley, remarked that storms from the west come late in the year and bring out the winged termites from their mounds. They would break open the most recently constructed lobes of a mound, prematurely releasing clouds of winged termites. They beat many of them down to the ground with their hunting sticks, then covered them with sand to prevent them from escaping, or, more likely, being eaten by birds or lizards. There have been many human termitophiles in the broadest sense, a fact that will surprise no one who has spent time watching termites. Some of the earliest writings are still the most interesting and entertaining to read because of the author's almost childlike delight and sense of discovery. In the 1880s, J. Beaumont was superintendent of motive power of the Panama Railroad. Panama's rainfall was measured in feet rather than inches. They used imperial measurements in Panama until recently. And the railroad was plagued by the damaging effects of fungi and white ants on its cars and structures. Mr. P.H. Dudley, an American timber expert, was dispatched to the isthmus to advise on which woods would be most resistant to attack by these pests. And at the end of his visit, he requested Mr. Beaumont to carry out observations on the behavior of local termites, which he hoped would assist towards devising methods for their control. Mr. Beaumont took up his assignment with intelligence and an application beyond the call of duty. He kept Mr. Dudley informed of his progress in a lengthy and detailed correspondence that still fascinates and delights with its precise observations, unabashed enthusiasm, and, dare I say it, anthropomorphism. Beaumont begins by describing the depredations of white ants, and in a matter-of-fact way, his efforts to destroy their nests and galleries using kerosene. Noticing that whenever he makes a breach in one of the galleries, the termites soon repair it, he takes the fatal step of examining them with a lens. "Eureka! Eureka!" he writes, with a thrill of revelation as he watches the workers rebuilding the damaged galleries. From then on, he is hooked. His letters sing with excitement at every new discovery. He describes pitched battles between the members of different colonies as if commentating on a football grand final. Before long, he has Mrs. Beaumont poring over the nests alongside him. After some weeks, he is experimenting with captive colonies in glass jars, which he names termitariums, and soon he is watching the inhabitants hour after hour. Then he installs a termitarium on his office desk. There is no further mention of kerosene.
You've been listening to Pat Lowe reading from her book, Our Friends, the Termites. Narratives is produced by Karina Winmoylan of Arts Campus Bay FM 99.9 and is supported by the Community Broadcasting Foundation.